Should be doing. I'm doing well. We should be doing great. Amen.
Amen.
We should be doing great. It's an amazing day outside that the God of the heavens and the earth has made for us. Amen.
Amen.
You know, my voice seems a little raspy, but I'll tell you what. I have breath in my lungs to praise my God today. Do you? That's why we've come into this house. I know I don't really need to remind you of that, but I just wanted for us to focus on what this day is about. We are just so blessed to be Americans. We are so blessed to be in this house today. But most importantly, Sherry's got her headset on. So whoever's near her, if you could find her, then let her know. But most importantly, and in fact, this is Father's Day. Dads, we bless you today. We welcome you into this house, especially on this day. And as a believer, the most important thing about Father's Day is to remember that our responsibility is to model ourselves and our lives after our Heavenly Father. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise Jesus for that. So would you please stand? We're gonna pray. I have a couple quick announcements. It'll only take a moment. Please stand as we come into the presence of the Lord. So God, we thank you for this day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, I thank you, Father, for this day, for this house, for this assembly you have brought together. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that your Spirit will move in this place as we honor you through worship, through prayer, through word, through our giving of ourselves. Just like the Macedonians, they gave of themselves first, the Apostle Paul says. So we've come in to lift up the sacrifice of praise this morning. So, Father, let our worship be a pleasing aroma and incense to you, Father. We've come to worship you, our Father. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just give your attention to the screen. Just a couple quick announcements. As you notice, and this is a really good one to start with, we're a little behind today. I hope you forgive us. As you've noticed, everything has been moved from that room back there upstairs this week. There was many things that were taking place, plus there's a lot of moving parts in today's service. But I want to let you know, we took a special offering about 2 months ago now. I want to let you know where we're at on that, the technology upgrade so far. We purchased it's a refurbished Dell computer, and the cables for up there, that will give us the better capability to have the YouTube live streaming. We feel that's such an important part, as we've learned here over the past couple of months. In a moment's notice, we can be required by our government to really respond and to really just begin to do online shows. We don't want that to happen, but we are prepared. Plus, we feel it's important to reach other people. Planning center software update, we had to purchase that. We purchased two updated video screens for Mandy up there, who handles the lyrics. That's made her position a lot easier, even though today Mandy doesn't seem like it. Sorry. A new sound system amplifier that was purchased this week, and that's been installed, that actually removed two 25-year-old components that we believe were probably on their last leg. It reduced it to one item. It's a lot smoother, and we believe it's going to give us better sound as well. Balcony is being upgraded, new carpet in the process of being purchased. We're still shopping on that. I got an estimate the other day. I'm not happy with it. Two new electric circuits and breakers. We called the electrician in. You've noticed that we don't really hear that hum and that buzz in the sound system. Did you notice that? You noticed it by its absence. That was for years because we were running all those same things on the same circuits down there. We didn't like it. But we've really resolved that issue, we believe, as well. Sanctuary sound video components moved to the balcony, as I said. Tim McDonald did a lot of work on that. Patty O'Hara, Mandy, who else helped on that? Thank you all for that. It was a lot of work. And we had to hire and brought in he's our technician, Mark Maddox is his name. He's the one we purchased the soundboard. And he was in here working with us for 2 days. And we really were blessed by him. And also, while he was here, underfloor wiring. I know you can't see it because it's through a tube that goes through the cement. We've installed new high-tech wires that go from the sound room up now in the balcony under the stage, and we'll be prepared to put forward a video. We're focusing still on putting four video screens together. Here is one. You can see, you kind of have an outline. That's kind of what we're thinking is going to look like. We're still working to finalize that. That should be our next purchase. So just be patient with us. There's a lot going on. I've said all that to say this. There's a lot going on to upgrade and to enhance. Now Rob can actually hear what the worship team is singing, how we're sounding, adjust our volume. Rob, how's that working for you? All right, he's learning. All right, we're all learning through this. So anyway, isn't it going to be an amazing day or what?
Yes.
I'm just going to be an amazing day. You know, I'll close this session here with this, is that we have many needs in this nation right now. We need our God to intervene against the tide of darkness that's trying to come against our nation, against democracy, against our president. It's trying to overtake, and it's nothing new, but it's becoming a stronger wave. And the lies are being spewed out, I think, so many times by our media that is not being impartial. Our president needs our prayers. Our Congress needs our prayers. Our senators need our prayers. Our governor needs our prayers. There's so many needs, but I will say this, folks, at the end of the day, what we need most and foremost in our lives and in our nation is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All I need is you. So as we prepare to worship, please prepare to worship with us. I want you to sing it. You're not singing to us. We're singing to God. Amen?
Lord, I pray, Lord, that we can just focus just on you, God, because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We praise you this morning, Jesus.
Breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
unlike you, Lord. And we will build our hope on nothing less, God, than your blood and your righteousness, Jesus. Lord, I just pray that we stand firm each and every day of our lives, Lord. And we stand firm on your hope, Jesus. We exalt you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifices that you have made, and that we can stand on your hope and your words and your songs, Lord. And that we are in a church that it has a firm foundation, Lord, where we can grow deeper in you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend.
Alone, faultless, stand before the throne.
thank you that for the church we have a chief cornerstone, none other than Jesus Christ. When man may fail us, when society may fail us, even at times when government fails us or even seems to fail us, we thank you for the unfailing love of Jesus Christ, our cornerstone. All of our hope, all of our trust is in you, Jesus Christ. We profess your name today boldly because you are the answer to society's problems. You are the answer to mankind's challenges. You are the answer to all, Father, that challenges us on this earth. At the times we don't understand, dear God, the one thing we must understand, that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the cornerstone. And God, on your shoulders, the government will rest. As much as mankind may try to get it right, we thank you that one day the perfect government of Jesus Christ, the cornerstone of our society, of our earth, of our planet, dear God, we thank you that one day that will be a reality on this planet. But in the meantime, dear God, we ask you for your grace. We ask you, Father, for your strength, dear God, for our nation, for our leaders, to lead and decide with godly wisdom, with godly justice. Because, God, that's what you want. God, we want to cry out. We want the mountains to cry out for godly justice, righteous justice, not justice that's corrupt so many times in mankind's viewpoint, but what is true and soul justice in the name of Jesus Christ, according to your holy word. So, Father, thank you. You are our cornerstone, Jesus Christ. It's in whose name we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated today. Standing a while, I know some of you right off the bat picked up the fact that I have a handheld microphone, a little unusual, because we are doing things a little bit differently today, that's why. So when I find all that I'm looking for, I'll be in shape. My bone. Praise Jesus. So today we have Patty O'Hare, would you please come up? Today we have sometimes when I get the ads in my mailbox, I see a BOGO or a two for sale. Did you ever see those, right? BOGO. I really never knew that phrase until I moved to these parts. I'd never heard it. Maybe I was just a little bit of, out of the link, I guess, or out of the loop. But you get a two for one. Today you're going to get two for one. First, we're going to start out with Patty O'Hare. You remember a number of months ago, she went over to the nation of Cambodia. When Patty goes to visit somewhere, she doesn't go for a short trip. She went for 5 weeks. So 35 days, right? 35 days. She had an amazing experience. And we really feel that this will tie in so well with where we've been going these last couple weeks as well. Because you remember, we were focusing, one of our key verses the last couple weeks was the verse out of when Paul was on Mars Hill. He reminded the people, the thinkers and the scholars of the day, that God has made mankind from church. How many bloods?
One.
One blood. And I'll be honest with you, that alone right there ought to put away with racism. Right? Let's face it. But we realize it exists in veins in our culture. I said the last 2 weeks, and I'll say it again, not that you need hearing it again, based on my 29 years in law enforcement, it is not. Law enforcement is not what the news media says it is. You have 100% guarantee on that from a man who knows, and I've been there. However, there's veins of racism, sadly, in every part of our culture. But we are one blood, and so we thought that Patty's visit there would be a great time to talk about that. She's going to take about 15 minutes as I work through, and she and I work through her visit to Cambodia. So just give your attention to Patty and the screen as we go forward. I have a couple questions that I'll just going to kind of direct the events here today. So, Patty, we ready to go?